A bill allowing pharmacists the legal right to ignore prescriptions for birth control comes at a time when the profession is suffering a worker shortage and conservatives are flexing their political muscle. The author of the Senate version is Tom Reynolds, who modeled it after legislation in South Dakota.
To say it's a popular issue, I don't know if I'd want to say that. I'm sure it's a contentious issue, but it is an important issue.
Reynolds says his bill addresses a pressing labor issue for those whose religious belief conflicts with their job duties. However, opponents say the bill's lopsided, putting aside patient needs in favor of individual rights. Recent UW Medical School graduate Jane Peterson notes that under this proposal, a pharmacist could not only refuse to dispense a prescription, but would not even have to transfer it.
There's nothing in this bill that would require that. The pharmacist could just say, no. Next, please.
Under the proposal, pharmacists could refuse to give out legal medication they believe might cause what supporters of the bill call chemical abortion. Opponents of the bill, like Dr. Scott Speer, say this view is wrong-headed. The Madison pediatrician says the idea of pregnancy beginning at fertilization conflicts with the predominant view of obstetricians and gynecologists.
Oral contraceptives, including emergency contraception, work before conception occurs. That's why they're called contraception. And oral contraceptives do not cause an abortion or the termination of a pregnancy after implantation or conception.
The bill would also give job protection to pharmacists who won't dispense drugs used for euthanasia or assisted suicide. Both are currently illegal in Wisconsin. The bill's supporters say that could change. Shimmy Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.